Are you tired of feeling burned out? I know I used to feel burned out all the time, and then I discovered some tips, tools, and strategies to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I will be sharing them on this show, as well as interviewing experts that are going to help you transform from exhausted to energized and stressed out to serene. If you're ready to break free from the burnout for good, let's jump into the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Thank you, Rebecca. This is a pleasure.
It's so great to have you here. Let me tell my audience a little bit about you. Randy is an author of 9 books. She's a specialist on parenting and nutrition, and she teaches people how to have a happy and healthy family through food and life skills. She has an incredible book that I'm very intrigued by called The Single Ingredient Diet. And this book is about transforming your relationship with food in just 21 days. So, Randy, tell us your story. How did you get to be doing what you're doing? Have you always been into single ingredient food?
Well, for a long time, yes. But I did have a journey to get there. I grew up in traveling all over the world with my family. I was very privileged, and I saw all different cultures and tested all kinds of food, and it was great fun. And I also had a great uncle who was famous for his organic garden up in Vermont and then in Maine. And so I was always intrigued with the question, but I was so academic. I did really well in school and decided to go to become a lawyer to make peace around the world. But then
Wait, that's an oxymoron. A lawyer who makes peace around the world, don't lawyers usually fight?
Well, I wasn't interested in the antagonistic side of it. And that's one of the reasons I left the profession, because it was a very adversarial environment. And I just wanted to help people get along, because I knew that people were very similar, had the same desires all around the world, and how do I keep them healthy and happy? And so I decided to educate myself.
Oh, somebody is talking to me in the Zoom. Hold on, let me. Okay.
So you're on somebody right now. Gotcha.
So sorry for that interruption. So, what were you saying about, you were saying, oh, that being a lawyer was litigious, so you got out of it. And then what were you saying?
Yes, I had educated myself on nutrition just so that I could know what to cook for me and my new husband. But I had so much fun telling my legal colleagues about how to eat to stay slim and to stay clear in their heads for their next case and all of that, that I finally decided to write a book on nutrition. And then I had my own kids, and people asked why our kids were calm and slept well. And I said, well, we feed them well, first of all. And so I started teaching parenting, but always the lifestyle element. And my first book was actually on parenting, but a strong lifestyle and nutrition element. And so I became certified in nutrition, and I've been teaching it ever since. And what I learned was that the body's being distorted by the processed foods, and it's gotten worse and worse over the last 30 to 40 years. And that's when the obesity epidemic started. So the idea of the book and the idea of the single ingredient is that you don't eat things that have long ingredient lists, because that causes complacency. We think, well, it must be all right to have all these stupid chemicals in here, and maybe it's necessary for distributing it all over the world. Well, it's not true. A lot of it is false assumptions that we make about our food distribution. And we can just eat real foods that have one ingredient, like an apple or a fillet of fish or 100% whole wheat pasta. But when you make that shift to using that as a rule, let me just use single ingredient foods on my plate, your body will readjust and you'll have even more even energy. You won't have to deal with the toxins of processed foods and you'll actually have more balanced energy so that you don't have cravings or have to snack all the time on whatever is nearby. You know, we have 24/7 availability of food products, but it's not necessarily real food.
Are you tired of endless diets and frustrating results? I know I was, and I didn't want to count calories, count macros, and I definitely didn't want to jab myself in the stomach with a needle to get the benefits of GLP-1. I'm so grateful I discovered the Body Transformation System. I have been on this easy to follow supplement program for a month, and I cannot even believe it. I went from 25% to 17% body fat. I haven't been under 20% body fat in my entire adult life. What I love about this system is it's all natural. It helps you regulate appetite, boost your metabolism, and burn fat. No chemicals, no needles, no harsh stimulants, no side effects, just results. All you have to do is go to the show notes to grab your sample. I can't wait for you to get the same results that I'm getting. And let's get lean and strong together. See you back in the show.
So it's really an education process to re-educate your body and your brain. And that's why I said 21 days, because I recommend people be really strict for 3 weeks and just don't buy anything that has more than one ingredient in it. And you can put them together any way you want, in a soup or a salad or a balanced meal, but just start with real foods.
So what are some healthy snack ideas that have more than, you know, that have one ingredient that fall into your plan?
Sure. Well, nuts and fruits and even peanut butter on celery. You can make your own crackers from whole foods, from single ingredient diets. I did that when the kids were little. We made our own crackers just with wheat and yeast and a little bit of salt and some water. So it's not hard once you re-educate yourself about real foods and realize that you don't need all the refined foods, because then they have to add fake lab-developed vitamins and flavors and some of the processes they do to make starches and sugars manipulative are just amazing. The body doesn't recognize those foods as even nourishment. So it's a huge toxin. So your energy is droops, and then you need to snack on, like I said, whatever's available instead of something really healthy.
And what do you think about like protein powder and protein shakes? That's more than one ingredient. Are you against those?
No, I'm not. I think once you've re-educated yourself, that can fit in if you're in a hurry, but it has to be a real quality one. It doesn't have a lot of additives. Like I use one occasionally for a quick lunch when I'm working, doing podcasts, that is based on pea protein. And there no artificial additives, and all the vitamins are sourced from food rather than lab developed or propagated on bacteria. So there are a lot of good protein shakes out there, but I wouldn't rely on them all the time. You want to have fiber going through your system because your gut bacteria need fiber. They need quality fats and the B vitamins in particular.
So which protein shake do you like the most?
Well, the one I use is from the Nikan company. Okay. And most people haven't even heard of it, but it's incredibly good. And you have to get it from consultants of the Nikan company. But it's as natural as you can get and sourced from organic foods.
So what do you tell the parents that are on the go? They're, you know, working two or three jobs. They barely have time to feed themselves, let alone feed their kids. How do you coach them to feed their kids healthy, to create regular meal times? Like, how do you incorporate healthy eating into family life when it's so hectic these days?
That's such an important question. Obviously, people are dealing with those issues all the time. The time and family meals are very important because the kids learn mainly from imitation. So it is important for them to see you eating real foods. And the other, another important point is that when you're the parent, you control the environment. So you should not fill the house with attractive, what they call hyper palatable snacks that you're eating and the kids are shouldn't be eating, that kind of thing. You want to control the environment so that they're only exposed to real foods. And the other thing is to involve them in preparing meals and letting them taste the difference between commercial a stock of celery and an organic stock of celery, because they kids can tell their taste buds have not been jaded by 20 years of bad food. So creating their and controlling their environment, involving them in the process, and spending the time to let them help you, and then learning some basic skills, because you don't need a whole lot of skills to take single ingredient foods and make them into a nice dinner. You can do it in 30 to 45 minutes if you just have a few basic skills of how to saute something in coconut oil or butter, how to just put some greens in some water for just till it's bright green and pull it out. I make salads ahead of time. I always have a salad in the refrigerator for hungry kids, or a warm soup. I always had a soup or a salad available for the kids. So it takes some thought, but planning the schedule and making time for the kids, it actually makes a richer environment for the kids. And they learn a lot about food and health and doing fractions.
And what do you say about the families that are on their cell phones, all four of them, the parents and the kids, or just the kids during meals? You know, what do you say about that, and how does that, you know, disrupt the digestive system and the sacred time around the table?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's when I tell people, you're the parent and you are allowed to control the environment in your home, and you need to make clear to the kids that there's going to be some no screen time so that you can be a family community and be present for each other. And the earlier you start that, the better. You know, if they're already in bad habits, you might have to sit down and have a family meeting and say, look, we all get irritable at night and we need to change some things here. Let's eat better. Let's spend more time together.
Then how do you tell the kids, you know, when the kids are at school, there's nothing you can do if they're around soda and fast food? I guess you just have to educate them and then trust them to make their own decisions.
Yes, yes. And school is a place where they get acclimatized to the consumer world. So you have to be a strong example of an alternative, really, of just saying, you know, this is the way we do it because we think it's the best thing for you. We're staying healthy because we're eating right, and you need to limit the temptations that are all around with the sodas and the candies and all the things they have in schools, because the kids are a big audience for consumerism, and the food processors know it, and it's worth explaining to the kids that are old enough to understand how they are a target and they don't have to succumb. In fact, they will be less healthy and less strong and maybe lose the shape they want if they succumb to these temptations.
Speaking of the shape, Randy, what is happening? Why are the children of America and, you know, some Western European countries so obese? You know, when I grew up in the 70s, we had all the sugar. We had Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Puffs and Twizzlers, and we had fast food all the time. And we weren't as obese as this generation is now. So what's happening with that?
Mainly the ultra processed foods. They're chemically designed to be irresistible, and it's a little known fact, but the tobacco companies had perfected manipulating flavors when they had different flavored cigarettes, and it was in the 80s they started buying into the biggest food processing companies. The New York Times did a huge revelation on this a couple of years ago, and so they said, well, let's just do this with the food because we can get people addicted to the fast food, to the highly processed foods. And they made billions, literally, but people got sicker and sicker and fatter. But that's when it happened. It was in the mid-80s to the mid-90s. And the tobacco companies actually got sold off their interest in the processed food companies when they started losing the smoking cases, because their lawyers said they'll come after you for the ultra processed foods ruining people's health if you keep doing this processing. So the people that were already in food took a note out of the tobacco company's book and kept adding these hyper palatable tastes and chemicals and now they're making you know, fake milk, fake pasta, fake muffins, fake meat. The oils, the refined oils in everything, there's sugar in everything that has these long ingredient lists. So they know what they're doing. There's lots of profit in industrialized food, but our bodies are not made for that.
What are your thoughts on caffeine? I know it feels like everybody's obsessed with caffeine, Starbucks and latte this and Frappuccino and all the things caffeine. What are your thoughts on coffee and tea?
Well, I'm going to quote my husband. He says that it's a dessert for breakfast.
Yeah.
Frappuccino. And coffee, you know, there's new news pro and con coming out all the time because it is the most acceptable stimulant today other than, you know, alcohol and beer. And, you know, one a day is not going to hurt at all. It's a bit of a stimulant and it gets people up in the morning, but it does use the B vitamins up and it is a diuretic. So you need to watch out for that. But some of these people that do four or five a day and they say, oh, it doesn't even affect me. Well, I know some of those people, they have had to give it up because they were agitated all the time or didn't sleep well. And it depends on the body type too, whether you can handle caffeine at all. Some people are addicted to chocolate because it's got the threonine, which is related to the caffeine. So you need to be careful how you handle the more stimulating things and what they do to coffee. You are refining the coffee bean to just get that one element. So it can be overdone.
At least it's single ingredient though, right? If it's pure coffee, it's not the
exactly
adding all the sugars and powders and, you know, different kinds of stuff to it.
Exactly. Yes. You don't want to put all those things in there. And there's plenty of chemicals as well as all the flavors and sugars and oil. There's oil in there too, to make all the fake ingredients stay emulsified in the drink. So it's amazing what they put in that stuff that they're adding, especially the fake milk and the flavorings.
And what is your favorite sweetener for coffee or tea? Is it
I don't drink coffee or tea, but for sweeteners, I'd say maple syrup is the one I use mostly if I'm baking something.
Why don't you drink coffee or tea?
My body type, I just don't like warm, wet things.
So you can do cold first thing in the morning?
Sure, sure.
I wake up so cold and I'm like, I know it would be so good for me to have a smoothie because of all the protein and the ingredients, but I'm like, I just crave something warm because when I wake up, I'm very cold.
Well, a little tea, there's nothing wrong with tea and a green tea particularly, and warm oatmeal is great first thing in the morning. That's wonderful for everything, for kids, for older people, for anybody. Oats are the most balanced grain of all because they don't have a whole lot of, they have a lot of fiber and not as much starch as most grains. Very high quality fat and good protein. So you add a few raisins and it's sweetened.
Yeah, what do you like to put in your oats?
I usually put a pat of butter and a small handful of raisins and a little salt.
There you go. Well, everybody is going to want to stay in touch with you, Randy. Where can people find you?
Well, my website is randyrolfe.com, R-A-N-D-Y-R-O-L-F-E. And I have a free training about the single ingredient diet at the website singleingredientdiet.com. And I also have a program, online 7-week program to make the changes based on my book.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for all your wisdom. Everybody grab that book. Where can they find the book? On Amazon?
Or? Yes, all my books are on Amazon or on my website. Goes to Amazon, yes.
Fantastic. And that was randyrolfe.com. So everybody, thank you for listening to another episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetize.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I hope you found great advice and actionable tips. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you loved it, rate, review, and subscribe. We are so excited to watch you transform from burned out to blissed out as you continue with us on this transformation journey. Until next time, keep your vibe high and magnetize. Imagine looking back at the end of 2025 and saying the best decision I ever made in the entire year was going to the Mindset Manifestation Retreat in Playa del Carmen, Mexico with Rebecca. Not only will we set intentions, goals, and strategies for your new year, we will give you 21 customized affirmations, a vision board, a power word, a playlist, and every tool you need to get all 7 pillars of your life to a level 10 and to crush your goals in 2025. In addition to all the goal setting and masterminding, you'll get to relax in a luxury spa, do yoga, and have a sound bath, all at a beautiful retreat in amazing Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And if you can't make it all the way to Mexico, which I know you want to do, and I can't wait to see you in Mexico, I'm having a little mini version of that on December 29th. It is a free training I do every year for my community called the New Year, New You Workshop, where you will get 21 customized affirmations to make sure that 2025 is your best year ever. Go to the show notes to learn more. I'll see you at the retreat.